Welcome to Security on the Bayou. I'm your host, Chris Adkins. A recap of today's security news and why it matters to you. Hello, folks. Welcome to Security on the Bayou. It is Wednesday. It's not Wednesday. It's Tuesday, May 14th, 2019, and here's security news and why it matters to you. So if you've been living under a rock this morning, you may not know that WhatsApp has a fairly severe vulnerability. Essentially, what happens here is there's a vulnerability in the VoIP stack that allows somebody to call your phone via that number, right, via WhatsApp, and execute remote code execution with there's a buffer overflow vulnerability here. So I'm not going to dig too much into what a buffer overflow is, but go look it up. Essentially, they're able to call you, create a buffer overflow, and run remote code. That's bad. That means they can essentially own your phone. And what's been happening is they've been using this to install malware on phones. So if you have WhatsApp on your phone, go update it. So you know what? Actually, at this point, you might as well just uninstall WhatsApp. I'm going to do bad radio right now. I'm going to go to my phone. I'm going to find WhatsApp. Where are you at, WhatsApp? You tell how often I use it. It's updating, so I can't even actually delete it. But as soon as I'm done with this, I'm going to delete WhatsApp. I'm done. I'm over it. I've already moved pretty much to Signal anyways. I am done with WhatsApp. I recommend you do the same thing. If you listened a couple weeks ago, we talked about how Facebook is integrating WhatsApp into the Messenger platform. It's just going to get worse, folks. Get rid of it. Be done with it. Move on. It's my official recommendation. This article is everywhere. The one I'm looking at is from Naked Security. But this one's written by Mark Stockley. But anywhere you go, just Google WhatsApp today. You're going to find it. All right, next. From bitdefender.com, FBI detects new surveillance malware linked to North Korean Lazarus Group. So if you may remember last month or so, there was some malware called Hoplite, which targeted critical infrastructure. So we're talking power generation, high-tech manufacturing, the lights, the water, anything that is critical to the operations of the country and your daily life. It was called Hoplite. It was going after critical infrastructure. There's a new one, and it's called Electric Fish. It's a surveillance weapon. So essentially what this does is it allows them to create a tunnel on the machine, run a proxy so they can exfiltrate data and I assume push additional malware, persistent malware to the endpoint. This is also not good. I mean, if this is targeting critical infrastructure, that's never good. But you know, we're starting to see this more and more and more. And all those ICS PCN guys out there are yelling right now saying, Chris, it's been going on forever. Yes, I know. But now it's more in the limelight. People are starting to see it more and more. We talked a few weeks ago about the issue that happened, the DDoS, while not a nation state, but it's becoming more and more prevalent across the country and the world. It's not going to stop. It's not going to slow down. There's a reason critical infrastructure protection is in place at a government level. All right, next. This one from badpackets.net. If you don't follow Bad Packets on Twitter, I highly recommend it. They release these really cool reports about the Mirai botnet, about how many new machines are seen every once in a while. It's pretty cool. But at the end of the day, they are all about IoT botnets, network abuse, and emerging threats. So they do a lot of scanning and monitoring. And this one is entitled, Over 25,000 Linksys Smart Wi-Fi Routers Vulnerable to Sensitive Information Disclosure Flaw. So you're thinking to yourself, what do you mean? What is going on here? We all know that IoT devices, routers are vulnerable, right? Yes, but this is a bit different. This is a little bit easier than what you may be thinking of. So the steps are actually in here. This is pretty simple. And I recommend if you have a Linksys router, give this a shot. It's pretty simple. You put the public IP address in the web browser. You go and you open, you hit F12 if you're on like Chrome or something like that to get to the developer console. You go to the network tab. You look for JNAP. And you open it, and it starts to leak out information such as, where to go, MAC address, device name, and operating system. So that's how you would do it in the GUI fashion, right? But then they've also got on here a one-liner that is pretty simple. I mean, it's shorter than a tweet. It's not long at all. X tack JNAP tack action colon the URL, and then that's it. So now you're able to grab MAC address, device name, and operating system of all the devices that are on that network. So we're not talking about just one or two, right? We're talking about a whole thing. So a whole internal home network, which is not necessarily in and of itself bad, right? Well, this is bad, right? This isn't something that they can use directly to own your system or own your network. But what it does is it enables them to do some recon on what's on your network before they go after it. So they can more tailor their attacks as opposed to just like a spray and pray method on the network of trying everything and anything. Now they know that you are running Windows 7, right? Let's go find the easiest vulnerability I can for Windows 7 and start there. So once again, make sure your firmware is up to date. They're calling it Shadowhammer. let's see here. Is there a home? Are there other ones? The specific models are listed here too. There's maybe 35 or so. Where are they located? Here we go. Here's a list of names. United States has 11,000. Where's the issue? Is there good news? Oh, I didn't know this. Over half the vulnerabilities links to smart Wi-Fi routers currently have automatic firmware updates enabled. That's good. So if they push a new update, you'll be fixed. So go check and make sure that your router is up to date. Hopefully there's a new firmware for it, and hopefully that fixes it. If not, just pray. I don't know. There's a lot you can do. This is where we start to rely on the vendors, right? All right, folks. I think that does it. It is Tuesday, May 15th, 2019. This has been Security on the Bayou.